And following NPR, time for state and local news on WMOT. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he's concerned about a now common type of partnership between the Chinese government and American universities. The Chinese currently sponsor Confucius Institutes at about 100 colleges in the United States. UT Knoxville, the University of Memphis, and Middle Tennessee State all host Confucius Institutes. On its website, the Institute says its purpose is to promote Chinese language and culture worldwide. But Florida Senator Marco Rubio believes they have a darker purpose. Senator Rubio made his concerns clear this past week during congressional hearings.
And it is my view that they're complicit in these efforts to covertly influence public opinion and to teach half-truths designed to present Chinese history, government, or official policy in the most favorable light.
FBI Director Wray responded that his agency is also concerned and has been watching the institutes for some time.
But it is something that we're watching warily and in certain instances have developed, you know, appropriate investigative steps.
Supporters say those concerns are overblown. MTSU President Sidney McPhee has developed a number of ties with Chinese institutions in recent years, including the Confucius Institute. McPhee told the Tennessean last year that the Institute has no control over academic programs on his campus. He asserts that the partnerships provide MTSU students with opportunities to learn about Chinese language and culture at little or no cost to the university. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.